ASAP. Good on you, Brett. We'll talk to you later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters today.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddie pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Good morning, everybody. For those that are waking up at 7 o'clock, the alarm's gone off. We're here. Day two of Winks, and it's Chelmsford Stakes Day. The big race set to jump at 3.50, and the glorious Sydney weather continues to roll on. Today, we're looking for around 22 degrees in Sydney, and while it's quite crisp this morning and frosty at Randwick, it'll be certainly a long way from frosty once she runs this afternoon. Track at Randwick is a good 3. Penetrometer 4.98. The rail is at 6 metres. They put 3 millimetres of irrigation on the track late yesterday afternoon. It wrapped up at around 5 o'clock. And as I say, 22 degrees and a fine day for Winks Day 2 today. Hawkesbury, they race today on a Saturday. They've got a good 4. Penno 4.83. Caulfield for the Memsey today at 10 past 4. They'll have 40k wins, nothing near what they had about a month ago. Track is a good 4. Penetrometer, or the overall track condition, is a good 4. And the rail is at 6 metres. At a Doomben, it's a good 4. And a Penno of 5.09. Plenty of racing talk over the next couple of hours. The countdown is well and truly on to the Chelmsford Stakes at 10 minutes to 4. And to help us, Ron Duffacy first up. Ron, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Happy Winks Day, as they say. So we're really looking forward to seeing the champ strutter stuff again today. What's happening to our Concord Stakes here? Two scratchings now, Felines and Super 2, and it's taken that sting out of the race, which was going to really pour it on. So we'll have to rethink about that race. It's advantage Red Zell, I'd say, with the scratchings this morning.
Makes it a very tactical race, yeah. Felines has just come out about 4 or 5 minutes ago, and as I said at the start of our show half an hour or so ago, Super 2 whacked a leg yesterday, got cast in a box and has some bruising. Will be all right in 24, 48 hours, but as we know, timing can be everything, but it's not there today. So still there, Red Zell, the Monster, Spieth and Naita. It's a very tactical race, and Mike Fraser is going to help us with those tactics right through the morning. Mike, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Great to be here on what is a magnificent day and a magnificent day's racing. Let's just hope our brilliant mare Winks just behaves herself today and doesn't give us all heart attacks like she did a fortnight ago. She can probably still overcome it, but yeah, what a brilliant day's racing. Track conditions, I'll be brief because I know we've got Chris coming up shortly. 6 metre rail, I walked the track on Thursday and Friday. It had a little haircut Friday morning. Look, this track really has turned the corner. They've done a fantastic job with the staff out there at Randwick. It really has come on nicely. Inside to out, there's no bias whatsoever. I think it's probably a little bit better than a good 3. I think they'll run reasonably quick times, probably not quite as quick as they did a fortnight ago, but it's nearly as firm, but it certainly should play fairly inside to out. Whether the on-paces are favoured or not, that's yet to be seen because, as Ronnie will probably agree, a few of these races has lack of speed, so that'll probably have some say in it. But all in all, the track is in great order.
And Mike, did you walk it before they gave it that 3 mil late yesterday?
It's funny, I walked it on Thursday afternoon, then I decided to go back again Friday because we had a few scud showers on Thursday night. And I was on the track at about 3 o'clock talking to Navesh. We're having a chat out there and he was explaining to me what they've done with the track in recent times, the improvement to it. And the sprinklers came on as we spoke, so we both had to duck for cover. And he did explain to me that the 2 mils that they put on it, I asked him, how long will the sprinklers be on for? He said, approximately 6 minutes. It takes 6 minutes to put 2 mils of water on it. So, look, all it did was, as Navesh said, settle the dust. It should not affect the track at all in producing a bias or anything. It'll be brilliant today.
Good 3 and a Penno of 4.98, and let's go and have a chat with our leading trainer, Chris Waller, first up on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, everybody.
Looking forward to it all again, mate. How is she today? How has she woken up this morning?
No, all good with Winks. Since her first up run, the last 2 weeks have been straightforward. and a couple of good gallops, I think, last Saturday and in particular Tuesday, so should just strip a little bit fitter again today.
All eyes are on her at the start today, Chris. Obviously, she's got that gear change today, and not as if she's got a reputation of missing the start, but, I mean, everyone then will be anticipating that first three or four strides because there's no speed in this race, and there's a lot of, you know, staying types that you wouldn't want to be behind.
Yeah, exactly that, Ronnie. I can't add much more. I think she'll be fine, but I'd rather be a little bit negative than overconfident. So, yeah, I think the earmuffs will just help switch her off that touch, as well as being second up today. And obviously, that's all we're looking at, really. I'm not too concerned about pace. She can race anywhere. She could be in the first three without any trouble and staying out of trouble. If she does get back sometimes, it's normally because she's drawn a bit wider, or I think Huey just sort of really has her where she's comfortable. So if there's no pace, she'll comfortably be up pretty handy.
Mm. Chris, just for our listeners and viewers, just the earmuffs, can you just explain what, I mean, she wears them in the mounting yard normally, but today she wears them in the race. What do they achieve for the people that may not know what they're meant to do?
If no one knows what they're meant to do, Andrew, with me saying it the last 2 weeks 100 times, they'll never know. But I'll say it once more. It just simply blocks out a little bit of sound. It gives her a little bit of comfort. The barriers, there's a bit of banging, cluttering, a bit of nervous tension, and it just seems to help a horse with that. So it won't stop her going any faster. And as you said, she wears them in the parade ring beforehand. She wears them in all her track work. She's very responsive in track work with them on. So don't be afraid with having them on. It's simply giving the horse a little bit more comfort. And we use it with a lot of horses. We've had a lot of Group 1 winners wear them. So she's been the fastest one that I've put them on, that's for sure.
Your other runners in the race, who shot the Barman Libran? They both start off points.
Very much so, and as they've got older, they'll really struggle to sort of keep up today. But yeah, they need to start somewhere. As simple as that.
How's Antonio Giuseppe ticking along?
Really good. He should be better suited to the mile, and I think he's a pretty handy 2,000 metre horse. So he should run a cheeky race, just a slight query on the draw with barrier 10.
Saracen, how far can he go this prep?
I'd like to think he can get through a Metrop. We don't know a lot about him. His first up run was good. He was charging to the line and then the last 100 metres blew out. And he's had 3 weeks to get over and prepare for this run. So he shouldn't be far away.
Lifeless ordinary. Well, if you judge him on his first up run, he's in for a very good preparation.
Yeah, I think he's a really promising horse, Ronnie. Same again, barrier 11 in a field of 12. He's a middle distance horse. You're trying to do things right. You're not trying to ride them out of their comfort zone, but he might be one we could just roll forward a touch on to try and sort of slot in fifth, sixth to give him that chance to run in the first three.
You seem to have a heap of these nice up-and-coming, you know, Metrop, even Caulfield Cup horses. Have you got any Melbourne Cup horses this year that you're sort of targeting for the Melbourne Cup?
It's a hard one. Obviously, if you're targeting horses towards a Caulfield Cup or a Metrop, whatever wins a Caulfield Cup's going to be straight away into a Melbourne Cup position. So I think we'll just treat our horses as if they're targeting those lesser group ones, such as the Metrop and the Caulfield Cup, and whatever happens from there is, I think, a bonus. So, to answer your question, with the Barman, he's not going to win a Melbourne Cup, but he could get there if he returns to form. Antonio Giuseppe was his autumn, just a wipeout, and can he be better than that? Saracen, how good is he? We don't really know. Lifeless Ordinary, he's won over 2 miles. Yet he's got that great turn of foot, as we saw first up over 1,400. Tom Melbourne, is he going to stay or is he going to be kept to the shorter distances? So they're sort of the questions from today's runners.
Yeah, for sure. Are you running everything today is the next question.
Yeah, everything. I'll probably pull out Vaucluse Bay. We don't need four in there, and there's an 1,800-metre race for him next week.
Okay. These look two nice horses in the first race here, and as we don't know much about, and obviously Merivee back a little in distance, not ideal, but he looks a nice colt.
Yeah. So Andaz, he's a full brother to Aaron Osa. She was a good sort of 1,400-metre mare, and he's won two from two and's come back well. I wouldn't be concerned about the 1,300 first up. His two wins are over 1,100, but that was simply the races put him in. So he's had a good prep. He should race up in the first four, and I think he goes pretty good. And Morovi, really good. I think he just needs time. A Group 1 winner will overcome things like time and run ahead of how they look. But looking at him, he's still 6 months away, and I just need to race him and get his racing manners perfect, including jumping a bit better and flattening out, finishing off. But in the autumn he'll be a good horse. He'll be running in the big races, and let's hope he can give us something to talk about heading through to that stage.
Race two, my Giuliano. He's been kept to the mark with the trial since his first up run.
Yeah, we've done the best we can to get him fit to win over 2,000, but I think he'd struggle to beat up and rolling and probably multi-facets. Raced better last start, ridden up on the pace. We're riding similar today, so I'd have a slight leaning towards those two over my Giuliano.
I like the fact that you let multi-facets win a trial, and you've also got you for him today.
Yeah, he's not far away. He hasn't looked the best, and last start he sort of looked a little bit better. And again, today he's done well since his last start. So if he's going to win a race this prep, he'll be getting close today.
And I've listened to a few interviews with you. You don't seem to be in any doubt of running this horse second up at 2,000 metres up and rolling.
Not really, no. He's, my only doubt on the horse is that he looks too forward.
Okay.
So that's perfect for today's race, and it was perfect for a good win first up. So I don't think we'll have any problems with him running good races the first half of the prep. Second half of the prep, he might be looking for a bit of condition. So for that reason, 2,000, no problem, good draw, not a lot of speed, but softer the run, the better over 2,000 second up.
Race three, Jaminzar, really found his form in Victoria. Is there any upside left in him this preparation?
Only that he's got confidence and just, he's not winning by big margins. He's been well ridden. His timing's been perfect. I wouldn't say there's any upside, but he's certainly going well.
It's an intriguing tramway. You've got McIntosh resuming. Well, you thought enough of his fresh form to running first up in a Stradbroke last prep.
Yeah, that was back in the autumn, so we had to miss the autumn, and we just gave him one last, well, not one last crack, but we just picked out that race to sort of tie him over so that he wouldn't be going into the spring with such a big gap. So I think there's some positives from that. They don't have those big long spells. He's basically out for 2 weeks, and therefore he should run really well fresh.
McCreary, he was solid winning first up last prep, admittedly on a wetter track than this, but how is he?
Yeah, he's really good. He's a good horse, just needs an ounce of luck at that top level. He's drawn well, as you said, runs well fresh, and he's got the class on the side. He'll be right in the mix.
Tom Melbourne has a bit of a history with punters, but first run for you was eye-catching. Do you think he can back that up?
Yeah, I think he can. I think he seems to have adopted well to training him like a sprinter miler. So that's how we've kept it since his first up run, and he's got 3 weeks between races. Where he gets to from the draw is a little bit tricky. It's probably a negative because he's got a bit of aggression in him. Even over 1,400 last start, he raced up in the trail. I couldn't see him getting in the trail from barrier 8, so he could be posted sort of third, fourth, and hopefully just settles once he's there. But that's the only negative. He'll certainly be in the mix as well.
And your numbers are up in the last It looks a million to one on paper, my Nordic Hero, but my spies, well, I don't have many spies left, tell me he's a real good sort of a horse.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, but the fact is he's 2 years between races. I think he stopped it at Hong Kong to start off. Or it was bought from Ireland. He raced in, or he went to race in Hong Kong. He didn't, and he's ended up in Australia. So I think he's a run or two away, Ronnie.
Okay. Torgerson usually takes a run or two himself.
Yeah, he does. He's drawn well, the jockey. I think he's got blinkers on, but yeah, he probably needs a bit more than that.
Valadero's an interesting horse. You've gelded. He was a big, heavy horse last prep. What's early indications tell you about that gelding?
He looks great. Yeah, he actually looks the same, surprisingly. So that's a positive. And it'll just help him concentrate a bit better. And I think he's the best of my runners in the last.
Yeah, Dawn Wall's attracting support. Just a matter of whether there's enough speed up front for her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she did a great job last prep. She basically did it all in one preparation. Corey's a great positioner of horses, so gate 11. Hopefully sort of see her settle midfield, maybe appear worse to finish off strong. She'll certainly be the one to follow out of the race.
What do you think of your three runners in Brisbane? Devil Hawk, The Rumour File, Sonic Swish?
Well, they're all up there for a reason. They're struggling down here. Sonic Swish isn't a right race, but I'd like to see him do a bit more. And the other two, I think Devil Hawk could bounce back. He would be the best of the three.
What's the latest with Egg Tart?
Egg Tart's going to have a gallop today at Randwick.
Oh, is she okay?
And yeah, just she won't be there to run time, just to have a nice day out, and then run in the Theo Marks next Saturday here at Rose Hill.
Does she clash with Fox Play there?
There's a good chance of it, unfortunately. Fox Play will most likely trial on Monday. Theo Marks is a handicap. That's the only thing scaring me about that. She'd end up with sort of 58, 59 kilos, so that's my only query. Yeah, because we want to try and give Fox Play an easier run if we can. It really, really took its toll that first day.
Well, why wouldn't it? Yeah. Beauty.
Understand. Chris, thank you very much for all that. Good luck today.
Pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Chris Waller going through all of his runners today here on Racing HQ. What'd you take out of that today, Ron? Normally you can sort of pick up a couple.
Yeah, look, sounds pretty hot on... He sounds he likes these three-year-olds in the first, and that's
yeah,
a hot race, the first.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks they're going to train on big, you know, group horses, both of them. So I think there's a lot of feeling about a lot of those horses in that first race that they could take a next step. But then you obviously sounds very confident with Up and Rolling.
Yeah, Up and Rolling was the one, and maybe McQuarrie at longer odds, but anyway...
Yeah. And Valadero, he seems to think that's the best of his in the last, but he did think, sounds like he thinks Winks has got a rough ope as well.
He's up and about. Gave me a whack along the road, so that's all right.
I'm wondering what Amanda Turner's going to do with this More to Gain today, who's hard in the market. She scratched him on a good three track, went to the stewards last time, so I'm wondering what Amanda's thinking with More to Gain, and now that we've come up with a good three track again here today, whether she's going to run or scratch him or what the stewards think about that, I don't know. That's what captured my attention here when they went up good three this morning.
Okay, well,
we'll find out soon enough.
I'll over the next 10 minutes or so. Luna Rise, by the way, has come out of the last, race 9, number 5, Luna Rise. So the ones this morning certainly of note are in the Concord. Felines has come out, and also Super 2, numbers 4 and 6. And then in race 9, Luna Rise, number 5. They've been the scratchings that wouldn't be in the papers this morning. Mike, we all saw Tom Melbourne. It'll be interesting to see, just listening to Chris, he's feeling his way a little bit, training as a sprinter miler. Maybe he's not a stayer, you know?
Well, yeah, quite possibly. I mean, Chris... We'll get a much better idea once he's given him a couple of runs, but we all saw him the other day there. He was locked away, and it was a matter of, you know, whether he or Washington Heights was the good thing beat. They probably both were a good thing beat. Which one would have won? You know, it's a toss of a coin in that respect. But I will say the one thing about Tom Melbourne's run is the fact that he was locked away there and only got out in the last, 80 or 90 metres, he should have some nice energy reserves for today's assignment, Ronnie. So, if he switched on and got his mind on the job, a jock like Michael Walker will probably suit the horse quite well.
Yeah, look, he was a bit tricky last prep. Remember, he used to get up and go hard in front, and then they were teaching him to settle. But I was a little bit worried about the draw with him today. What he's going to do, because he was locked away the other day, and I think that suited him.
He doesn't look like getting cover today, does he?
No, he does not. So he's not going to get a similar type of, cover up and then sprint. So, I'm interested in the horse because it was an enormous run.
Yeah, it certainly was. The Concord, as we know, is down to four runners now, with the scratchings of Felines and Super 2. A great deal of interest on horses that potentially could end up in the Everest, and one of those is Speed, trained by Bryce Hayes, who joins us this morning on HQ. Morning to you, Bryce.
Top of the morning, Andrew, Ron, Michael, everyone listening.
Hey, Bryce.
Yeah,
morning,
it becomes
Bryce.
A very tactical race now, mate, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. If it's better or worse than what the scenario is. But anyway, I think it is what it is. Look, it's a starting point. Probably not ideal. A small field. I don't know. We'll work it out later on. But I think it's important not to overthink, overcomplicate things.
It just all looks so rosy when we had a proper map in front of us with, Super 2 runs along, Red Zell carts the field up, and you have last look. So I thought it looked a little bit more cosy that way than what it does this morning, Bryce.
I suppose that's not a bad summation, Ron. Yeah. I don't know if anything's cosy with this horse, but I think obviously with Super 2 in the race, you just, regardless of how she ran, you knew you were going to get sort of genuine tempo from the outset. So she's not there. Look, Corey's pretty confident, well aware of what the horse needs and how he needs to be ridden to run very well today. So it's obviously going to be advantage. I suppose, I don't know whether the Monstar will kick up and whatever, but Red Zell carving across is probably advantage those horses in front because they can carve off a nice fraction off the front. And, it's just whether it's mathematically possible for them to be able to get a look at them the last 50 run. But pretty confident we get the first half of the race, right? He's going to be very strong late.
Yeah. You'd still have him mad fresh with only that one easy trial.
Yeah, hopefully he's not too fresh, Ronnie. I knew Super 2 going there. I thought we're going to have him in that sort of frame of mind, and he certainly is that. So I suppose he is a stallion, so it's always a little bit nervous because, we need him behaving himself probably more importantly before the race, and if he behaves himself before the race, he'll execute well.
Obviously, he's a name on, well, I suppose he's everyone on all the slot holders who's got a slot left. A short list here, I'd say. Looking, all eyes are on him today, I'd say.
Everest or no Everest is always going to kick off in the Concord. There's been no formal discussion as to whether he will run in the Everest going forward. If you ask me today, he's not running in the Everest. So hopefully he goes well enough today that discussions formulate next week and we can sort of have that conversation. But with due respect to the owners that are based overseas, it's not really point any. There's no point discussing it until he runs today anyway.
No. It is his moment to stand up this preparation. He it's just he's had his time. He's been looked after. And I think it's his preparation that he has to deliver.
Yeah, I hope so. But it's a fair assessment, Ronnie. Just mindful that he, if you buy into, I don't know whether I do or I don't, but whether you buy into until you really put them down again, that he's only had 12 starts, but he's an older horse and he's a stallion. So, look, the indications are very good for today. But, until we really run him, we're not really going to know. But, I think that's a fair assessment in terms of his overall form and the profile that he carries, that he does need to stand up.
Beautiful.
All right, Bryce.
You're happy with him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very happy with him.
Okay, lovely.
Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
All the best. Hope everyone finds a winner. Good luck.
Thanks, Bryce. Bryce Hayes joining us there. It is his time. It's Red Zell's time too, wasn't it? Because last week we spoke with Peter Snowden, Ron and Mike on this program, and he said, look, we're probably going to have to run Red Zell next week because we can't wait 3 weeks. He sort of wants to go too without, they didn't want him to injure himself or do anything because he's up and going. It might only be four, but gee, it's a competitive little race.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt Red Zell's ready to go. He's only off that, he's a Doomben Cup winner. He's already done his job. He's won a Group 1. He's had two trials, and he's a sharp sprinter, resuming. So I'm saying he's roaring to go.
been no support for Naiita here.
Yeah, surprisingly, because she's untouchable fresh. Whether she'd be a little bit better with a little jar out of the track, but her best run seemed to be first up. You can't rule her out. She's a, you know, she's a bit of a distance specialist as well.
Isn't she? What? She won, what, four races at 1,000?
Yeah. Horses for courses, they say. You know, that, you know, said Speakers, you know, hasn't won at 1,000. And, you know, when get a mare like her who's explosive.
Okay, I'm just going to put it straight out here. I know you're previewing it later and we'll go through it all, but with the way that Bryce Hayes just explained it, with the pace and maybe the leaders being able to control it, has Spieth got the chance of winning the race?
Well, I think he's the bet of the day, Andrew, but I'm not as bullish as I was with, you know, those other couple of horses in the race. I still think he keeps within a few lengths of them here, and I think he's very hard to beat.
Especially given there's only four runners.
That's
like,
right.
You know, if there was
he doesn't have to weave his way through,
exactly.
Does he?
If there's eight or nine runners and there's no pace, well, then he's got a bit of a problem. But, you know, he may even, you know, tag a bit closer. And I can't see Red Zell and the Monster wanting to go bananas in front anyway. So, you know, he should stay in touch. He's got a great turn of foot. We all saw him first up last prep in the Lightning. He probably should have won that, so... Oh, yeah, it's his time to shine on today for sure and certain.
The Furious Guys is also a very strong race with these fillies. Formality stayed in Sydney since the last run. Whispered Secret, we'll talk to Chris shortly. Champagne Cuddles, we know another. And look, I, you know, David Fife has been very upbeat about I Am Excited, despite that unlucky run, to say that run in the first run.
Yeah, look, it's an intriguing race. That looks a good race that those three favourites come out of, the Silver Shadow, and you could make little cases, pros and cons, about those three fillies. You know, your Formality, she had the break, she had barrier one, and she got the job done. She's got more work to do today, but she does strip fitter. And then you got Champagne Cuddles, I thought was fantastic, doing her work, you know, between probably the 600 and the 200 there in that race. And I thought her effort was outstanding. That'll toughen her up for a race like this. And Elise, well, everyone's saying, you know, oh, well, she's the one that hasn't got the improvement of the other two, but I think she has. She's a big, heavy filly who's needed a couple of runs, and she gets the cover today where she didn't have the cover the other day. So you could make cases for... all these three favourites, or do you want to say, okay, I can't split those three favourites, I can't work it out that last run, do I go with different form? And you're going to get a price to find out. You know, I'm Excited is one of those horses who did have excuses and comes out of a proper race. And then, you know, even this New Zealand filly is an interesting runner. You know, he's got form around Melody Bell. That's good form.
Yeah, exactly. No, I saw a tweet of yours, I think on Thursday, saying I've spent a couple of hours on the tramway and I'm still up in the air about it. I think
nothing's
most
changed.
Of us are.
Nothing's changed.
No. Let's go and have a chat with Josh Adams. He rides Happy Clapper in the race. Morning to you, Josh.
Morning, boys.
It's a strong, strong race. There's a few coming back and a few have had runs. It's a beauty, mate.
It is. It's a very good race. Be interesting to see how things pan out early in the race, and I think that'll dictate as to who's right there in the finish.
How do you think it might pan out there? You know, there's only a couple of go forward horses here. Could you see this horse racing in the first six?
Oh, definitely. I think I'm right on the back of the leaders from the gate without doing much work. I think Invincible Gem will be closer than it was obviously last start. I think you could all be forward, and I'll probably be on the back of them. And they'd be two nice horses to follow, I think.
Mm. Have you ever been on this horse's back? That's the next question.
Only in track work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how's he going? Are you happy with him?
I'm very happy with him. Yeah, very happy. Looked at both his trials, and he impressed me in both of them. As much the second one as the first one, actually. So I think he's forward enough into his first up run. I know Pat's horses always take some improvement from their first up run, but I think he'll run very, very well.
Mm. Pat's been a good supporter, you know, off the track as well as on the track.
Yeah, very, very much so. You know, he's a very good bloke, Pat, and I'm very close to him and his wife, Chrissy, and it was just really nice to be able to ride their best horse.
Mm. Things are going well for you at the moment. You're riding plenty of winners.
Yeah, I am. I've ridden few winners in the last couple of weeks. Obviously had the week suspended this week, but getting a bit of momentum, which is nice. And I mean, I'm going everywhere. I'm going to Moree on Sunday. But I'm really enjoying it.
The Monster you ride today, you know him well. He can be a bit tricky on his day, but he's certainly got enough talent to run well.
Yeah, he is. It's a hard enough race, you know. Group 1 performers first up, like speed. I think with Super 2 out of the race, that sort of gives me the opportunity to probably take up the lead. And, you know, he's rock hard fit, so he's going to take a bit of catching, I think, if I can ride in that way. You know, the rail's out 6 metres, which will sort of probably help him being on pace a fraction. But also, it's a good 3, so it's probably not ideal for him. But he has run well on a hard track in the past.
And, you know, the ride's Volk, not in the highway. It's just a pick-up ride. You wouldn't know a lot about him.
No, I don't know a lot about the horse. And he's a bit of a go-forward horse from what I can see, and you need a little bit of luck in that gate to get across. But probably not the worst in it, but it's a pretty strong race for one of those highways.
All right, well, let's hope you have a bit of luck in the two main races. You get 2 feature rides there, and you should be in the thick of things.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll be right up there somewhere today.
Good on you, Josh. Good luck today with all of them. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Josh Adams there riding Happy Clapper, who runs in this very competitive tramway. Scratchings are about to go in from Vaucluse Bay, has come out of race 2, as Chris Weller told us, race 2, number 5, and he scratched Torgerson out of race 9. Race 9, number 8, Torgerson has come out. We're sitting at 14. We'll get those interim in a moment, and we're not far away also on Racing HQ of chatting with jockey Kieran McAvoy.
It's Australia's newest and richest race,
and you can trust Sky Sports Radio to bring you every incredible moment. The Everest carries a spectacular $10 million in prize money.
Here he comes, Chautauqua! Boom, right over the top!
On October 14, Darren Flindell and Ron Duffacy head up our large team at Randwick
for every Everest moment.
Sydney's Everest, reaching new heights. Reaching new heights here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. Today, there's a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got a $40,000 projected Big Six pool at Wentworth Park. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half-brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colt's from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 place. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
And they're off. Italian Suit takes the lead, followed by Jimmy in the members' stand. He takes a seat. It's not his seat. He goes inside. He's on the dance floor. First in, best dressed. He takes the win at the Cheeky Canopy. Champagne all round in the cocktail bar.
Expect unexpected at the Sydney Spring Carnival, including the Everest, the world's richest turf race. Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens, September 9 to November 7. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on this Saturday, counting down to Winks Day 2, Race 2 of the spring, and it'll be jumping at 3:50 this afternoon, the Chelmsford Stakes. The scratchings have just gone in from a glorious day, 22 degrees and sunny weather for Randwick today. Track's a good 3, penetrometer 4.98, and the rail is at 6 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 5, Vaucluse Bay, number 5. Race 3, take out 6, Up and Rolling, number 6. Race 4, number 2, Mr. Pumblechook, 11, Kendallman, 12, Grundalina, 14, Shadana, and 16, General Harmony. 2, 11, 12, 14, and 16. Race 5, the Concord becomes a four-horse race with the scratchings of four felines and six super two, four and six. Race six, number eight, devolving, number eight. Races seven and eight are clear. And race nine, take out two Cool Chap, three Farolitos, five Lunar Rise, and eight Torgerson. Two, three, five, and eight are the scratchings there in race nine. No scratchings in races seven and eight. A good three there, the interim scratchings for Randwick. Ron Duvissey, Mike Fraser with us, and let's go and have a chat with Kieran McAvoy. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys.
Good to talk to you. This time last week, you were in Japan with Caitlin Mathian. How was that? How was that experience?
Yeah, it was great. Fantastic to go over and have a look around. And the JRA looked after us superbly well and put on a great show. And, yeah, our first trip to Japan. And Caitlin done really well on the track. And she rode a couple of placings in the series, I think. And I didn't go too well in the series, but I ran had a winner in a maiden race on the Sunday. So, yeah, really good learning curve over there.
What's different about it? What's the main difference about the Japanese racing?
They go quite solid speed, and especially on the dirt, it's hard to make up a lot of ground. So it's important to take note of what the locals do and how the races will be run, and you have to try and join in and acclimatise quite quickly, as you can imagine, not having ridden there. So the grass races were run at a really good speed, pretty high level of horse, and lovely types of animals as well that they breed over there. Mm.
Geez, you've got some nice horses around you for the spring. Firstly, it's not a good feeling to pick up the ride in Hartnell. Is it next week?
Today, Fortnight, yeah.
Fortnight, yeah.
Barbie Diva. And, he's showed with that win at Caulfield that he's come back in great order. So, lovely to get the pick up on him.
He rides today, Merivee in the first. He's a good quality colt who should be strong late.
Yeah, definitely. He's he showed that the trials he's come on nicely and got the job done last time in a maiden race there at the Beaumont. So today's a good quality race. There's some improving horses, so it's going to be a good test for him. And look for him to enjoy Randwick and then enjoy further in distance in time. So a nice test for this horse today, but he's shown a lot of promise.
Up and rolling. He's a short price favourite. He's a nice pickup rider. He looks an emerging prospect.
Yeah, definitely. He's out in Trip, which is a plus, I think, and he was the dominant winner there last time at Canterbury, so it looks a nice race for him. He's drawn well and can get a good run in transit and prove hard to hold out today.
I want to forgive Embley last time. He just sort of wanted to over race and got caught wide. I think up to a mile he should get more into a rhythm today.
Yeah, hopefully. I wanted to go forward the other day and then it sort of went fair show. He didn't jump that well and then they steadied right up, and he did get pulling a bit. So it's all about getting him in a good rhythm. There doesn't look to be a heap of pressure in today's race, so Oxford with Bjorn and the owners, and hopefully if he begins well, we can be in a 1-2-3 spot. And up to the mile, as you said, I think suits him now as well, Ron.
Race four schedule, you've had luck on him before. It looks a nice starting point for him here.
Yeah, definitely. He looks like he's tried well. And Mac has got, when he brings them to town, they usually run well. So he's a nice style of horse. I was impressed with him back there in April when I won on him. And he gets in nicely here today. So he's drawn nicely as well. So we'll hopefully have a nice run early in the race. And he can run well. I'm looking forward to getting on him as well.
The good rides continue. Redzel, he appears trained up to run well.
Yeah, definitely. He's come back in great order. And you can watch that trial and that shows you that he's feeling really well and he's ready to run well today. Obviously small field and we've got Spieth and Nieder and the Monster. They're not hopeless, but my fella's a proven weight for age winner and he's going to be very hard to toss today.
Formality in race six, she showed really good fight winning there first up. She had barrier one that day. You've got a little bit more work to do on her today.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit different today with the barrier draws, but only a small field. I suppose it's going to be who's improved the most from that first up run. You can make a case for all of them. It was a close finish, a small select field here, but a really interesting race. Obviously, Eliza and Champagne Cuddles coming out of the same race. And then we've got a horse down the bottom that I've ridden. I'm excited. It's got nice ability as well, the filly of David Pfeiffer. So I'm not going to be a pushover today again, but my filly can make her presence felt, that's for sure.
Life Less Ordinary, I think you wrote him last preparation. Yeah. You would have saw his first up run. He looked to have come back really well.
Yeah, that's right. He's been trialling nice. I rode him at the trials, and he ran well last time at Randwick when I rode him. Was unlucky. The Wagga Cup was a great effort, and as you said, a sparkling first up run last time. So everything points to him being in great order. So you'd love to see him steaming home again today, and then once he gets out a little bit closer to 2,000 metres and 2,400 later in the spring, you know, he could line up in some nice races.
And you finish with another fantastic ride in the last here, Washington Heights. It's he just needs some breaks at the right time in this race. You know, inside draw, back marker, question mark on the speed. So another one, you got work to do on him, but it's all about him getting out at the right time.
That's right. It'd be nice if we could just be in front of a few, but it's all about having him happy and comfortable. Obviously, he didn't have any luck the other day, and you'd expect Randwick to be suiting him as well. It's a big track, obviously, and if we just get the brakes, then he's going to be hard to toss as well. He's obviously holding his form, even though it's only his third run today in this preparation.
Doesn't always work out on paper, but it does look a good book of rides, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased and pretty keen to get there today, Ron, so hopefully we can start off nicely, and then also got the filly, the mare now, Egg Tart, to gallop. She's going to have a track gallop, I think it's after race two, so looking forward to getting back on her as well.
Yeah, I bet you are. Good luck.
And just on the Hartnell thing, Karen, you've obviously looked at what could be the options in Sydney, and I know there's not only Hartnell but three or four others. It's a big day, that September 16, in both Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to pick where to go, I suppose, at times. And myself and the manager, Brian Haskins, we discussed it at length and took a couple of days. And yeah, we feel it's a correct decision to go down there. And as you said, it's good races everywhere, and the good horses coming back. So you just got to go with your gut, and that's the path we chose for that Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you're a little bit tired with all these rides today, Yui will ride that Egg Tart for you and that gallop.
I'll be right.
You'll be right. You sure?
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'll be able to handle it, Ron.
Okay, so sweet.
Hey, Duff.
Yeah.
He'd prefer you to ride Egg Tart.
Yeah, I reckon he might too.
Simon, he just slinks around. You never know where he is.
I'll ride that.
Good luck to you, mate.
Hey, guys, thanks, guys. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Karen McAvoy there. It's not a bad book on paper, is it, Mike, when you go through them?
He's certainly got some very good rides. You know, I hope he gets home on the one in race two up and rolling. I've had something on it. So.
Gee, it's not like you to take the shorts like that.
No, I just think it's a really good horse,
yeah.
and Chris made a really good point that it's, you know, going to posse up in a race that lacks pace, so... I'm keen on it today.
Mm. All right. Let's go and have a chat. I think he's in Melbourne, Chris Lees, this morning on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to it in both places, but obviously Le Romaine in the big one down there. The Memsey, how's the horse this morning, mate?
Yeah, he's really bright. Settled him well. He's been here before and taking everything in his stride, but certainly finds a pretty hot Memsey stakes, but he'll be most competitive, I feel.
It's a ripping race, Chris, but look, he's had a run under his belt now, and obviously his second up stats are pretty strong as well.
Yeah, they are, Ron. You know, he won the Canterbury Stakes last season, second up, and he seems to possibly get the right type of run from his gate, hopefully, and get his chance.
Where do you see him, in the first three or four?
Well, all the pressure's underneath him, so it could be a little tricky for him. Perfect world, he'd be in the second or third line with cover, but... I'll leave that to Ben.
What's this other horse you got in Melbourne today? Hallelujah Bay. He's what can you tell us? He's a Japanese horse, first Aussie run.
Yeah, nice horse. He's improved with each trial, I feel. Probably profiles more as a miler. So from his gate, he's going to be well back in the second half of the field. But I think he'll be strong late. And I think he'll set up for a nice preparation from what he's showing so far.
Okay. Sydney, Admiral Jello in race two. Never runs a bad race.
No, he got exposed a little early and just a little plain late in the Tari Cup, but he's come on quite well from that. Looks a nice enough race for him.
Dorkan, you've persevered with him. He's off another year off.
Yeah, he doesn't like to race too often. Has a year off here and there, but
he's fit enough to go to the races, but probably will need to run.
Wangwa, she's been great this preparation.
Yeah, she's handled the step up in distance and racing really well, and I can see her running well again.
Mm. What's the story with Felines? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. I just didn't want her exposed on a firmer track and a pretty hot Concord this year. I just thought she'll probably go to studs soon, so I just want to keep her if we get a little bit of release in the tracks.
Okay. What do you think of this horse, Whispered Secret? She resumes off a Group 1 placing. Is she sharp enough for a race like this?
I think they may be a little sharp for her. I think she'll be better when probably gets to a flight stakes. I liked her first trial, and she's had a very quiet trial recently. After that, I think she can run a race, but I just think I just may be a little sharper here at 1,200 metres.
Okay, sense of occasion. Well, he was just unreal last prep. Doncaster's Queen Elizabeth's Doomben Cups. Who would have ever thought that?
Yeah, well, he's exceeded my expectations every time he's gone the race, to be honest.
How's he come back?
He appears to be going just as good. I really liked his recent trial. If he can, he probably doesn't get the tempo that he needs that he's found in them previous mile races first up. But if he does get any sort of tempo, he can run into some money again.
And this mare's just shocked me as well, Invincible Gem. She's just kept improving since the start of the year.
Yeah, no, she has. And she hasn't shown any signs of going backwards. Yeah, it's a pretty strong race. It's a good test for her. But with that run under her belt, she looks to get the right type of run, probably behind the leader. And I think she'll be effective again.
Yeah, that's the right move, isn't it? Behind the leader today, she got back the other day, but that was a different race than this.
Yeah, different race. Well, she's led in mile races, so I see her just getting the right type of run there today.
Beauty.
Good on you, Ron.
They all sound perfect, mate. They all sound bright, healthy, and ready to go, like you.
Yeah, well, good day's racing, so you need a bit of luck on your side today, I think.
Yeah, no, it'll be a tremendous day. Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Chris Lee's down in Melbourne talking about it. Ron, the Memsey there in Melbourne with the Minden Dollars, they've, for the first year, how do you see it? You would have looked at it?
I was very impressed with the favourite winning the other day, Vega Magic.
Jeez, it was a bit of a win, wasn't it?
It was terrific. Straight to 1,400, second up. I can't see that being too much of a problem. Probably just tags, you know, the leader here, Charmed Harmony, and gives himself every opportunity. But I must say, I thought he was the horse to beat. But I do respect Le Romain and Hey Doc. I do think it's amongst those favourites.
Yeah. Yankee Rose, I think David Van Dyke, and talking with Dean Yendall again yesterday, I mean, she hasn't raced since the spring of last year. I think that's what David's a bit nervous about. She's been in work for 6 months. I think that she's forward enough, but may just race lack that race hardness.
Oh, for sure. You know, look, it's just the match practice, as we say, that she's finding a grand final to run in here first up after 8 months. It'll be a nice old training performance if she wins, I can tell you that much. I'd like to see her run well, though.
Yeah, let's hope so. Have you had a look at it, Mike?
Oh, just what Ronnie said there. I'm very impressed with Vega Magic there first up. Since it's come out from Western Australia, the horse has improved in leaps and bounds. Really looking forward to see how it goes today. And the other one there that he mentioned, Hey Doc, it was good winning first up. And, you know, he's a horse that progresses nicely throughout a preparation. So, yeah, you know, I haven't focused a great deal on the race or the meeting, but more interested in Sydney. But, yeah, I'll be tuning in for that race for sure.
Tramway, we just spoke to Chris about Invincible Gem, Mike. How do you place her in this race? She just continues, as you've just heard from Chris, amaze him as well.
Yeah, look, she was super winning first up, wasn't she? She mowed them down. I didn't have her as my top selection, but, you know, she was very impressive there winning the Missile. She's had that lovely cold trial since. Her Randwick form was exceptional. She's only had one start at 1,400 and where she was impressive winning that. So, look, she's right in the mix here. She's probably going to posse up in the first four or five, and it looks likely to get a good run. She should find the fence. Yes, she'll be competitive for sure. I do think Ecuador is going to take a bit of running down, but, yeah, no, she's definitely in the race for sure.
And we'll have the scratchings coming up in just a tick. We are trying to get Matt Griffith. We'll see how we go there before we start them. But, Ron, this first race, you mentioned it earlier there a couple of times. How strong is this?
Yeah, there's some good raps on them. Well, these three-year-olds this year, there's some beauties amongst them, and obviously they all can't win. So we've already, you know, had a taste of the good ones coming back, and these are the some emerging talent here today. Like I say, Chris's horses are both nice horses. Obviously, Godolphin have got a very good rap on this. Beau Guest, who's looked good in two trials, and I thought he was sensational winning at his debut. And, you know, Island Missile Super X has just continued to improve and is up and running. So it's an intriguing little race, the race one. And it's the old improver's handicap amongst these three-year-olds. This Golden Rose, you know, these Golden Rose horses are really starting to make their moves and trying to force their way into this Golden Rose.
It's been the case in the last few weeks. We've had these early three-year-old races, early on the program, only smallish field, but high-quality performers, and, you know, there's plenty of them that likely to go ahead, eh?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, like we've already... And all these slipper horses, all of a sudden, they're all resuming and running well. Yeah. Sometimes we get a year where, nothing out of the slippers won or whatever, but so far, the horses that we've seen return from the Golden Slipper have all put their hand up, and so are these other lightly raced horses as well. There's some nice ones amongst them.
Yeah, Merchant Navy is one that we're certainly watching down in Melbourne from a Golden Rose point of view as well. All right, we're going to get cracking with the scratchings here, because I wanted to let you guys really get into this form between 8 and 9. Back shortly with Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser. Let's have a look at Randwick. It's fine and a good 3. Penetrometer 4.98 and the rail is at 6 metres. They put 3 millimetres of water on the track yesterday afternoon between 3 and 5 o'clock. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 5, Vaucluse Bay, number 5. Race 3, number 6, Up and Rolling, number 6. Race 4, the Tab Highway, take out number 2, Mr. Pumblechook, 11, Kendallman, 12, Grundalina, 14, Shadana, and 16, General Harmony. 2, 11, 12, 14, and 16 out of race 4. Race 5, take out 4 Felines and 6 Super 2, 4 and 6. Race 6, number 8, Devolving, number 8. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, take out 2, Cool Chap, 3, Farolitos, 5, Lunar Rise, and 8, Torgerson. 2, 3, 5, and 8. So that's the scratching information for Tattersall's Club Day, Chelmsford Stakes Day at Randwick today, with Wings Jumping at 3.50. Our provincial program today is at Hawkesbury in New South Wales. Bit foggy there this morning for track work. Fine and a good 4. Penetrometer is 4.83. Race 1, take out 7 Rose of Savannah and 9 State of Play. 7 and 9. Race 2, number 6, All Too Good, number 6. The third is clear. Hawkesbury, race 4, number 10, The Blue Swan, number 10. Race 5, number 8, Repentant, number 8. Race 6, number 2, Raiden is out, number 2. And race 7 at Hawkesbury, take out 4, Dashy Deluxe, and 8, Penultimate Star, 4 and 9. That is 4 and 9 out of race 7, and race 8 is clear. Hawkesbury, we're on a good 4 and fine weather today. And also in New South Wales today, we race at Grafton for the Clarence River Jockey Club. For Grafton, they've got fine and a good 4. They put 6 millimetres of irrigation on the track yesterday, so it'll come up perfect. At this stage, fine and a good 4. The rail, 3 metres from the 800 to the 400 and true the remainder. Race 1 at Grafton, take out 5, 8 and 12. Race 2, take out 3 and 10. The third at Grafton, the scratchings are 2, 3, 17 and 18. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 1 and 5. And race 6, the scratchings are 6, 11 and 13. That's the information for Grafton today. We go to Caulfield in Melbourne. They're going to have 40k winds, northerly winds through the day. It'll be maybe a few showers through the day, so we'll monitor that as we go with Matt Hill and Dean Lester. The track a good 4 and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 at Caulfield, take out 3, Rocket Commander, number 3. Race 3, it's a case of taking out the 4 emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 4, number 9, Bell Sonic is out, number 9. Race 5, number 3, Anna Royale, number 3. Race 6, The Heath, take out 5, that's a good idea, 6, Divine 10 and 7, Legless Verve, 5, 6 and 7. Races 7 and 8 are clear, and race 9 again. Simply take out the four emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. So it starts a good four, and we just really come down to whether those showers arrive through the day at Caulfield. If they don't, the track will improve to a three, and then we'll monitor it if the showers do arrive. Now in Brisbane, no showers there. They've got fine weather, good four, penetrometer 5.09, and the rails are 2.5. Race one, take out two Chariot of Gold, three Voltaire Lumiere, eight Prime for Destiny, and 14 Rocky Nugget. 2, 3, 8 and 14. Race 2, number 7, Live Fast, number 7. Race 3, Clear. Race 4, at Doomben, number 3, Khaleesi. 6, Ordonna. 7, Salad Girl. And 9, Sorority Sister. 3, 6, 7 and 9. Race 5, take out 1, High Cost. 2, Grasita. 6, Natural Trial. 7, Powerful Saga. 9, Prime for Destiny. 11, Mr. Hennessy, and 13, Sula Choir. 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, 11, and 13. Race 6, number 12, Lucky Three Sevens. 13, Miss Arabella, and 14, Savannah Rose. 12, 13, and 14. Race 7, 9, Alphabet, and 12, Andreas. 9 and 12. And race 8, 7, Felino Bell, and 9, Rock of Summer. 7 and 9. Race 9 is clear. They're the scratchings for Doomben today. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. These haven't gone interim. They're about 3 or 4 minutes away from going interim. They race on the inside, the Parks track today in Adelaide. The track is a soft 6, a penetrometer 6.1. They've had 5 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours and more showers forecast today. The current scratchings for Morfordville Parks, race 1, number 4, Counterplay, number 4. Race 2 at the moment is clear. The third, take out 7, Razor Dream, 8, I Love What She Brings, and 12, Sagab, 7, 8 and 12. Race 4 at the moment is clear. Race 5, number 2, Super Fun, 3, Rock Status, and 12, Sterno, 2, 3 and 12. Race 6, number 1, Got the Goss. 2, Squeaky Squirrel, 8, Valiano, and 12, Hazy Lane. 1, 2, 8, and 12. Race 7, the feature penny edition today. Take out 6, Chocolate Holic, 11, Battle Brewing, 12, Risque, 13, I Am Zalady, 16, Special Diva, and 17, Princess of Queens. 6, 11, 12, 13, 16, and 17. And race 8, take out 1, Afray, 9, Sir Charleston, 10, Micah Be The One, 14, Mazarek, 15, Bazell Lady, and 17, Silent Ice. 1, 9, 10, 14, 15, and 17. As I say, they haven't quite gone interim. Morfordville Parks today, they're on a soft 6, but more showers expected, so monitor that. And for our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Ellis will be on air right on 11 o'clock. To look at that meeting, Penny Edition Stakes Day. They're all the scratchings. We're going to take a break on Racing HQ and then we'll start the preview hour for Chelmsford Stakes Day at Randwick.
Experience the best of thoroughbred racing and more. Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens are host to the best race courses and spectator facilities in Australia.
And now, food and beverage prices are reduced by up to 33%.
Along with reduced admission prices when you pre-purchase.
Even more reasons to get trackside.
Enjoy a winning experience from start to finish with great value and great excitement as the world's best horses make history. Book now and save at theatc.com.au.
See you at the track.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medaglia Doro. Sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of 3 races in Group 2 performer, second Dam Kim Angel was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us liked.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring. And lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
An all-Australian-owned, family-operated business, Garlow's Pies are the best premium quality pies.